everybody's excited about the Riot podcast. That's this one.
That's what you're listening to. You've clicked on us.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for doing that.
Look, we got reboots. We got fire. Pepsi is on fire. We've got, oh man, we got black flies. Oh.
Not just that, but perhaps a change in OB's summer vacation plans.
Black flies. zombies. Zach is back. Hudson is in with snacks.
Yeah, Hudson brought in the Mississippi Mud Pie Oreos,
yes,
which we also featured on our Facebook page. So if you go to Radio U Riot on Facebook, our Facebook Live event with Hudson was there too.
So there's that. And then goats from Antigua.
Well, going to Antigua.
Well, they're from Barzanzo. Barrando.
Okay, they're just
Brando.
Beach goats. Okay,
beach goats. Yeah.
So, and what happens to them?
You'll find out what happens to them and what I think could happen to them.
Well, make sure you join us, like I said, on our Facebook page. Also, this weekend, we added Tiger Drive to our Radio U Riot YouTube channel. So, if you've not yet subscribed, if you join us there, you can check out our band interviews and Obadiah Plays. So, any games Obi does, he'll upload to there too.
Yeah, I got to work on that. We talk about Arizona Sunshine in the podcast. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to stream that or not.
What was the one you put up this weekend?
That was Battlezone.
Battlezone.
That is there. I've been playing. You know what? I feel like the release schedule is a little weak right now, so I've been kind of catching up on some of this virtual reality stuff. And Arizona Sunshine has been the one that everyone is like, you got to play that. That's what you got to play that. That you have to play that. So I finally did, and I walked away thinking I want to play more. So
well, now if you can Obadiah Plays that, that'd be great.
I'll have to figure it out. It's a weird one. So
that's at Radio U Riot on YouTube.
I think that's everything.
Have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye, everybody.
The worst of the riot. Proof that you're already living in that dark future dystopia. Radio U.
I feel like somewhere inside, Nikki and I knew that something was up. But we wouldn't, like, we knew it, but we didn't consciously know it yet. It was subconscious. It was in the air. We were picking up on a vibe, but we just didn't quite get it out there yet. And now, here it is. Yeah. Last week, I was trying to get Nikki to watch the last Resident Evil movie on Blu-ray because it came out on Tuesday. And Nikki just wasn't feeling it.
Well, I didn't have plans to do it. I was waiting for like one of those 99-cent movie rentals to being free.
I think the key was the reason that you didn't watch it is because I kept saying to you, this is the last Resident Evil movie. And I think
and
on
I
the
like,
inside, you knew that wasn't true.
It's like, no
and
way.
So it didn't feel like you really needed to hurry. And lo and behold, over the weekend, they announced that they are going to do a reboot.
Already?
Yes.
The Blu-ray of the most recent one just came out.
And welcome to Reboot City.
No, you're supposed to Raccoon City. It's Reboot City. That's the new name for it.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you're supposed to give it a few years, you know, let it breathe a little bit.
Well, you know what? In fairness, if you look back at Spider-Man, like they put on Amazing Spider-Man 2, and within like a week, they're like, reboot.
Redone.
We're done.
Well, I know the most recent Resident Evil, I mean, it's not like it performed terribly, but I don't think it made us quite as much money as the original ones.
It ain't making the money, Nikki. They want to go bigger than this. And so, here I've got it for you. Resident Evil, the final chapter, the last one, $312 million worldwide.
That's perfectly respectable.
I mean, what did it cost? 10, 12 cents? Like, it didn't cost
anything. Now.
What? I'm sorry.
It was probably more than that.
Okay, it was a little more than that. But they say...
My goodness.
Get a load of this, though. Not only is it a reboot, but it's going to be a 6-movie reboot.
I'm sorry. It's like now, the Avatar thing where they're like, we know it's been 10 years, but we filmed 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah, that's right. So you're getting 6 movies whether you wanted them or not. And these are the new Resident Evil movies.
Did they talk about who's going to be the new person?
Nope. They have not said. Basically, the only thing they've announced is that Constantine Film is going to be the production company that's going to handle it. And
well, good luck to them.
That's it.
Good job.
So Nikki,
I feel almost like when they say they're doing 7 or 6 or 7 movies at a time, it'd be like Disney Channel. Remember how they would film a bunch of shows because the kids grow up? And so they have to keep them young. So it's like for Resident Evil.
That's,
so they're just going to film them all at one time.
Probably. That's what they're doing with Avatar.
It's like, it'll save money. Just film it all now.
Six movies now, and we'll just release them however much a year. If they were good, I would be excited, but...
Well, we talked about that earlier.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
Want to say good morning to Justin, texting in from Georgia this morning.
Good morning, Justin.
You can do the same thing he did, 877-2-RADIO-U.
He didn't just text to say hi, though. He texted us a picture or something.
He did. He texted us a picture of Pepsi Fire.
Which I had no idea about.
I have not heard a peep about Pepsi Fire. It just goes to show you, Nikki, I really need to spend more time watching commercials.
Well, I feel like that or wandering the grocery store aisle or the blogs about food that are coming up.
Oddly enough, I was at a grocery store twice this weekend.
Now,
one of those involved buying soda, but I saw no Pepsi Fire.
This, at least for us, it sounds like Pepsi Spire, but it's not. Oh. That's like the Coke Freestyle machine, but for Pepsi. This is Pepsi Hot or Pepsi Fire, which is a cinnamon flavored cola, and that's one of their new drinks.
Supposedly nationwide release out today, so you should be able to go to a gas station.
It's orange,
soda,
and you can't
whatever.
Miss it.
Yeah, but it's basically just Pepsi with cinnamon in it. They're calling it "Get It While It's Hot," like that's their slogan. Mm-hmm. Pepsi Fire, limited edition between now and July 16th. They're also doing some summer promotion. Blah blah blah. You want to snap? There's like a little Snapchat icon on Pepsi bottles and boxes and stuff. I guess I have never done this with Snapchat. Does it have some kind of a Snap scanner? Because the idea is like,
well,
if you...
Well, yeah, I think then you'll be adding the channel or whatever and you can send them something and possibly win.
Yeah, so they're doing 10 winners a day. So wouldn't you like to win? Of course, keep in mind that at the end of it, you've just won more Pepsi.
Did someone win?
Is that really you winning?
Maybe. Cinnamon is just an added bonus for lots of food items.
Hey, I'll try this.
So it might actually be nice. We'll give it a try.
You can almost be assured that this is going to show up in a Riot taste test sometime this week.
We will do that. But please, can we make sure that it's cold? I don't like warm soda.
It's hot Pepsi.
It doesn't matter. That does not. I know it's Pepsi Fire.
You have to have cold hot Pepsi.
I really want it to be ice cold. Just because. If it's going to have cinnamon in it, I need it cold.
The princess feels the pee.
Basically. My soda's too hot.
It's too hot.
Come on. I have a hard time with Pepsi. I'm usually a Diet Coke gal.
I know.
So I hear you. If it's not like crisp cold, I can't even try it.
As a side note, on Friday, I went with my dad to the pizza place that has the Pepsi Spire.
Yeah.
All right. That would make the third trip there that the food has made me sick.
Sure.
And it hurts me.
Is it your choice of toppings and like it's a combination thing?
I don't know. But like I need that Pepsi Spire every once in a while. So what am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Every time I go to the Pepsi Spire machine, it's like, it's all out. So it just can't win.
Man, we need to get our own machines
portable
in here.
Machine that we take with us anytime we go around.
Here, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll just tell you right now, the Diet Cherry Mountain Dew out of the Pepsi Spire is inspired. It's so good.
But I feel like if you ever hear us whine about something, this is the top part. This is the most we'll whine.
Hey, this is some fine, aged on the floor of the Mediterranean wine, Nikki.
Leftovers from the most disgusting meal you've ever had. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
What are you drinking your coffee out of this morning? A cup?
A tumbler?
Seriously. How can I take you seriously? How can you take yourself seriously when you're drinking out of something like that? Me? I'm drinking my latte out of an avocado shell this morning.
Oh, is that a new thing? Please don't tell me that's a new thing.
Yes, it's all natural, you understand.
The avocado shell latte cup?
The avocado latte. It's real, Nikki.
I'm going to Google that to see pictures of it.
Now, so far, I can send it to you if I can find you. So far, There's only one place that's doing it, and it's in Australia. But
ooh, so they're trying to make it a thing.
Yes, they are trying to make it a thing. You come to our place, get yourself the avocado.
I like this latte. Quote. It's literally coffee and a piece of rubbish. So that's from a British paper.
So in English, it would be it's coffee and a piece of trash.
Yes, that would be the word.
So. Yep.
I mean, I guess here's the only thing I'm saying, right? You know the whole butter coffee?
Yeah.
Well, avocado really is a smooth texture, sort of butter-like.
Mm-hmm.
So if any seeps into your latte,
probably is good.
It probably adds a little glossiness to it.
Sure.
But otherwise, you're reusing. That's not a bad thing ever.
Oh, okay.
When you're reusing a piece of rubbish.
Pause, though. I don't want to eat out or drink out of an avocado shell that someone else has already drank out of.
No, but I bet you if you're having this, you're having a piece of avocado toast.
I know what you're saying. I'm just throwing in there.
So that's your avocado.
When you said reused, I don't want anybody to be like, okay, now can I have that shell when you're done with it?
Are you going to eat that shell?
Bring it in the back.
No, I mean like you're using what normally would be thrown out from your avocado toast with your avocado latte.
Mm-hmm. So there you have it. There's one more way. It's amazing that you think that you've gone all the way with your snobby coffee, that, you know, it's free trade, fair, whatever, organic, harvested only with dirty hands of civets that have pooped it, whatever. You know,
there's another level, though.
But right now, honestly, your coffee is part of the problem. Like, you're putting that in a non-recyclable tumbler, which you're eventually going to just throw in a landfill.
How could you? The stuff going into your latte? I mean, now they're calling this the Avo Latte. That's the name of it. And
how can you make it more pretentious? We have a way.
That's the Avo Latte.
Hang on. Just one second.
And that is coming out of a cafe in Turkey. So there's also the place in Australia. There's a couple of places that are now trying to claim the fame.
That it was theirs.
Yes, exactly.
We did it first.
We had the Avo Latte first.
We put your coffee in the trash first. Yeah, well, we were the first ones to get those kind that the things pooped out. So how about that?
So it's a mess.
It's your poop trash coffee, and it's expensive.
Well, avocado, that works better than, you know, some people are talking about, like, banana peels or eggs, all that stuff. Like, what else can we reuse?
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Jeez, she's...
Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot, obviously. Radio U.
I love this story so much. Okay, on Saturday night at Six Flags in Texas, eight students, I don't know why are they students? I don't know, whatever. They got stuck on the Joker ride for about 3 hours.
Oh, that'd be the worst.
And so they were unable to get them out of the ride until about 3 a.m. on Saturday. Now, why did it take so long to get them off the ride? Because a big thunderstorm rolled into the area.
Big thunder did? Is that what you said?
And so they were like, it's not safe for us to get you down.
But it's fun.
But it's fun for you guys to sit on this ride in the middle of this thunderstorm. Don't you worry. Suspended on this large metal object 200 feet in the air.
You are fine. So that is
The people under the trees over here that were scary.
That is the Six Flags Over Texas. It's one of their newest roller coasters.
Oh my gosh.
The Joker. So yes, rain came through and that caused the problems. There was high winds and rain through the area.
They said it was a strong headwind that caused the safeties to engage while you were on the ride.
They don't know how much the weather played as well into what happened to the roller coaster, but then also just delaying their rescue.
So, hey, guys, we got to put the ladder down. We don't want to get hurt. I mean,
it is a ladder, by the way. I see the picture of them being rescued. It's just a big ladder.
Oh, it's like, and I mean, you know, it's bad enough that you guys are going to be hurt. You know, we don't want anybody else to get hurt up here. So, listen, just wait it out. It'll stop after a while. You guys will be fine.
I would love it. You're just up there and it's stopped and you're like, well, I'm sure we'll move in a second. And then minutes tick by and you start seeing on the ground people shuffling about, like, okay. And then 3 hours later, they're finally coming down.
When you see the truck coming over with the ladder, at that point, I'm just like,
I'd be more scared to get off the roller coaster and get on the ladder to go down.
You guys start the freaking ride right now. Just turn it back
on.
Is
this the joke on the Joker?
Just turn it back on. Like,
I'm not going down that.
Like, just turn it on.
No, that'd be very, very, very scary. While there were high winds
and rain. You've got it. There are high winds, and you have to get on this ladder. Yeah. You're like, it has to rattle. That's what makes it safe.
Oh, like when people say, like, bridges sway. Bridges,
they have to sway or it'll break. So don't worry.
Oh, that light. Poor students.
Hurry, the lightning's coming back! I don't ever want to get on a roller coaster again.
The Riot talks about wanting a day off, but when do we get a day off from them? It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
So I said I was thinking about going to Michigan's Upper Peninsula for like a few days or a week. I don't know, whatever. And the first thing I do is I Google it, and it comes up as one of the top RV
destinations.
Places that doesn't feel great. But here's Mike's RV review of the area. He said you should spend at least 10 days. It's amazing. But he also says you really don't want to go mid-June through probably the end of July, because that's black fly season.
Oh my gosh, that sounds terrible. What's black fly season?
Well, that's when the black flies, they say, are just everywhere. Sometimes they're called Blanford flies, buffalo gnats, turkey gnats, or some people even call them white sox.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Most black flies gain nourishment feeding on the blood of mammals, including humans, although the males feed mainly on nectar.
Interesting. Late May and early June is the peak of black fly season in the Adirondacks. Intensity and aggressiveness of the swarms of these small biting bugs varies from one location to another and from year to year.
I just want you to know right now.
Oh, that just changed all.
That completely changed my interest in that.
I never.
Like, literally just took it straight off the map.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I don't want to go where they have the black fly season.
I don't know. Yeah, I've never been to some place. Like, Red Tide, sure.
Yeah, you know.
Black fly. No, I've never.
Is there a place? Okay, here's what I need.
There's a place that's called your home.
Just home.
There's no like weird thing or like, oh, I'm sorry, you happen to spend all your vacation days and money at a place during this aggressive fly season.
All right, Nikki, this is a first world problem, but I'm tired of home.
You are? Well, yeah. It's supposed to be your sanctuary.
I know, but
what are you doing?
I'm sanctuaried out.
Then during your time at home, like your staycation, you're supposed to put in some sweat equity and do some home projects. Make it your place to relax.
That's not a place. No, you're talking about putting in all that work. That's not relaxing.
No. That's your first part of the vacation. And then your next vacation, when you actually stay at home and do nothing, will be like, here, I'll retreat to my retreat.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Well, you don't have black flies, do you?
No, we don't.
So it's not that bad.
I do have ground bees that I'm always trying. I always got to be careful.
Oh, you do have ground bees, don't you?
Yeah. You gotta take a walk through the backyard slowly before you mow. And then if you see bees coming out of the ground, wait until dusk and then go back there with some gasoline.
And just light them on. That's like...
I don't light them.
You don't light them? You just pour the gasoline?
Just pour some gasoline in there. And Well, think about this, Nikki. If I poured gasoline on your bed, are you sleeping there?
No.
You're out.
Yes, I'm going someplace else.
So it works.
Not totally, because they still come back each year.
Sometimes they do, but you fill in their hole and you hope for the best for that year.
Oh, gosh, go stick a snake in their hole.
No, because that's
snake.
Another problem.
Go get these bees.
No, you just, the gasoline does it. And like,
what's the place else then? What about the Outer Banks?
The Outer Banks, they have the black fly flea fish problem.
Not heard of that one. That's not official.
Well, I just made it up, but I'll tell you what.
It's
they probably have
Why
it.
Why don't you go someplace way south where they're like, the humidity will just choke you to death as you go during the summer season.
I'll tell you somewhere I would really like to go. I would really like to go to Charleston, South Carolina.
Perfect. It's going to be miserably hot during the time that you have.
Apparently, here's what I'm starting to get.
You're going to sweat off like any weight you've gained.
What I'm getting is summer is a terrible time for a summer vacation. Don't take a summer vacation during the summer.
Well, I don't know where else then.
I don't
We can't find a place that's good enough for you.
I don't either. Where are we supposed to go?
We're supposed to go.
I don't know.
Just go see your family, okay? Just go to Oregon.
Shut up. Shut up.
Just to go someplace else. You said shut up. That's great.
It's good, though.
Oh, here's something. Okay, my family's in Southern California.
Yeah.
Why don't you go see them?
I'll go to Southern California.
And I'll go to Oregon. I have never been.
I just want to go somewhere different, okay? That's all.
Yeah, we'll switch.
Okay.
And then we'll film it for YouTube, and it'll be like this great, weird sort of experiment. We're switching.
I mean, in fairness, I haven't been to SoCal in a long time.
Yeah, and you love it. It'll be great.
And the Pacific Northwest is beautiful.
So
it's beautiful.
We're just tired of that being the place over and over you go because, yes, you go see your family, which is not the...
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing
it's wonderful.
Wrong with that. It's just wonderful. You're going to the same place over and over again.
Right. Because I'm doing that every day already. So this is just, you know, one
might
more...
Might as well for your vacation.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll just keep looking. Dean okay. said, how about Maine?
Do they have black fly season? Because I got to tell you what.
I'm sure there's something somewhere.
I don't want that.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
I love how every, I don't know, couple of months, but definitely now as we're ramping up. I mean, Memorial Day weekend is this weekend, which means in a lot of places, pools open. Which means it's time for your annual What Are the Gross Things You Can Find in
Ooh,
Pools articles.
I love this game. What can we find?
All right. So here's a couple of things from the New York Daily News. They're reporting on a couple of things from Water and Health and the CDC. They say if you go to the pool and it smells strongly of chlorine, it's not the chlorine that smells.
It's the chlorine being activated.
That's exactly right. So that chlorine is activating with whatever the heck it is that's in your urine, and it forms a new compound, and that's the smell. So it's not the chlorine, it's that new compound. I don't remember what it is, but if there's a strong chlorine smell, that means people are letting it mellow, if you know what I mean.
Let's not be gross about
with
this.
With the yellow.
Yes, and then that makes it, it's doing its job.
Yeah. So the CDC last year, you may recall, released some statistics saying that 1/5 of adults pee in the pool. What the heck, dude?
Well,
what are you doing?
They don't want to get out.
I guess. Okay. What if it's your pool?
If it's your pool, it's your thing. Like if you're inviting people over.
Nikki, if it's your pool.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not answering that question.
That means yes.
No way.
Nikki's like, it's my pool.
I don't go to the bathroom. Please don't confuse me
Sweat
for somebody
it out.
Else.
Okay, it's fine.
I'm a lady.
And here's one that I'll get you thrown up. Also on the CDC thing, they say that half of adults don't shower before getting in the pool. Do you know why they want you to shower before you get in the pool? Because sometimes you're not... all the way clean. And so
I hate when we talk about this then, stuff. I know it's medical, but I hate it.
Then when you get in the pool,
then your stuff gets in the pool and it mixes with everybody else's stuff.
That's exactly right. And then you're underwater like, like the bubbles waving. You're in there. It's the toilet water.
Do you have to ruin swimming? Do you? That's what the chemicals are there for.
Okay, so is this like I have to do some shoplifting or else, you know, it's built into the price?
Yes, like it's expected.
I got to go in the pool and got to go to the bathroom some.
Listen,
it's built right into the chemical makeup.
What else are we supposed to do? I can't go in the lake because of the other warnings.
It's worse there.
It's
the
worse
lake
in your
is
lakes.
Worse.
The ocean has its own things and things that you just need to watch out for. So what are you supposed to do? Your bathtub?
Yes.
Then you're sitting in your own filth.
Yeah, but at least it's yours. I take comfort in that. It's like, this is filthy, but it's my filth.
My filth. And whatever bath bomb you choose to put in there.
And quite frankly, you know what? I'm living in my
swim.
Filth all the time.
You can't swim in your bathtub, and I want to go swimming.
No, you just hold your nose and close your eyes and go underwater and just move your head around a little bit.
Great.
Woo!
Well, we just got to stop partying so hard.
Listen, you know what? Then what we really should be doing is we should all be going to the pool this weekend because theoretically, this weekend is the cleanest the pool is going to be all year.
True.
Right?
Get because in on that Friday.
The water will be new. No one will have had their chance to, you know, add anything to the water just yet. Yeah, let's blow out early. Oh, no, let's be careful how we say that.
What's wrong with you? You're so nasty.
Let's leave early on Friday.
And then you're done.
And get to the pool as fast as we can so we're the first people to use it as a toilet.
I'm just reading all the stuff. You can get E. coli, you can get Giardia, you can get swimmer's ear stuff.
Pus from swimmer's ear?
I did not say the word.
That's what it says.
On that.
It says pus from swimmer's ear. And hepatitis A.
You can get all
that.
But
Nikki, you got your hepatitis shots. You're good.
I went to Panama, and when I went to Panama, they suggested that I take the two hepatitis shot systems. So I did. So I can swim in public pools with ease because I'm okay with it.
Hey, I think you made the right choice, just to be clear. I don't think the old hepatitis shot is anything to mess around with.
Great. Now I don't want to go swimming anymore. And that, you know, you have so few things that you're looking forward to in the summer season. And that was one of them.
Well, if you want to travel, I'll tell you about the black fly problem. So don't worry.
That's also something, too.
Okay. That's what the riot's actually here for. We're here to ruin things. And so far, like, we're batting 1,000 today.
It's the worst of the riot because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
All right, we are live on Facebook and we're food fighting with Hudson. Now, he brought us Mississippi Mud Pie Oreos.
Yes.
Which, did we know this was a thing, or Oreos just come out with too many different flavors?
They just quit announcing it. They're just like, whatever, here's something.
Remember Oreos coming out with the fireworks ones that have the Pop Rocks, and then some sort of apple pie thing, like in the summer, like July-ish.
Uh-huh.
But I guess we missed the Mississippi Mud Pies.
Now,
well, I'll tell you that it is a Dollar General exclusive.
Interesting. So, a Mississippi Mud Pie is a chocolate-based dessert pie that's likely to have originated in the U.S. state of Mississippi. The treat contains a gooey chocolate sauce on top of a crumbly chocolate crust. The pie is usually served with ice cream.
Mm.
We just always call these chocolate
the ice
pies.
Cream?
Yeah.
Did you not bring your ice cream?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. It didn't say that it wasn't included. So.
You just needed to bring it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Can we do this now then? Or?
All right, shut it down.
All right.
We'll just try it later. Please don't forget to check out Radio U Riot. Thank you, Hudson. On our Facebook page, if you want to join us on our Radio U page as well for our live event.
Can I just tell you what I appreciate about Hudson right out of the gate? He gave me two of them.
Well, he knows how to do this.
I want to be hopeful. They actually, they're Oreos, but they're not all that exciting of a concept. But
yeah.
I want to stay optimistic.
Well, I feel like since it's not too crazy of a flavor, like, how can you get this wrong?
Right. So it's got to be fine.
It's going to be great.
A chocolate flavored Oreo.
Plus, you got to eat them the two different ways. You got to peel it apart for one, you know, and then eat it all together.
I'm going to go with the whole together first before I do the peel apart.
So you're going to eat the entire one, or are you just getting both sides of the flavor?
Is it different?
Well, the Mississippi Mud Pie Oreo. A little different flavor.
It's powerful.
It's a little bit more of the chocolate.
All right, I'm going in for just the icing.
Like a chocolate frosty
bit. Yeah, it's hard to. You're right. It does taste a little frosty. Like it has a little chocolate and vanilla mixed together, but it's not all that
different.
Yeah, from any other Oreo that you might get.
I will say, if you go in and just eat the cream filling,
which side?
It's a little different.
Oh,
yeah, like I got both sides in there, and it has more of a. There's a slightly more chocolate taste. Like having had the chocolate filled Oreos, it is a little more like that. It's not a huge difference though. Mm.
Hey, on our Facebook Live event, Makai says Hudson.
Yeah.
Just with an exclamation point. Okay. That's it. So I think that's a good morning. Good morning or something like that.
That makes sense to me.
It works.
I feel that.
These are pretty good.
Yeah, I would say that I definitely like them.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you don't have to go all out and come up with crazy ideas. Sometimes just hit playing the hits.
Yeah.
Will work.
Just keep playing the hits.
Just keep putting different pictures of food on, and I'll give it a shot, and this one worked out.
I want to be in the Oreo development department where they're like, well, okay, find a pie.
Don't you feel like they can do no wrong over there, though?
No, we've had some flavors that we did not like.
I agree with you, but we still bought them. True. And so if they even flavors they come up with that suck, they're like, look, we got these new kale Oreos. They're like, all they have to do is say it's limited edition. Everybody buys it. They put it out for 2 weeks. They're done.
And with Oreos, that's the difference. They just don't make as many. And you're right. You put limited edition on it, and then suddenly we're buying it.
And even if it's bad, people don't lose any goodwill from it. It's not like, well, that Oreo sucks, so I'm not buying the next flavor.
It's not hurting the name brand of it. Yeah.
I will never have another Oreo again.
Well, thank you, Hudson, for being willing. He's the best when it comes to noticing something new and bringing it in for a food fight.
He's going places we're not going. Like, you're seeing stuff. I mean, we had USA last week.
We need to also try, Hudson, be looking out. Pepsi Fire. So it's like cinnamon Pepsi for the it's not too spicy, but it's like the hotline or whatever.
I want to ask you guys to keep your eyes out for the Reese's with the cookies in them.
Ooh.
Have you seen that?
Wait, what's Reese's that about? With cookies in them?
Yeah, Reese's. I think they're called Cookie Crunch or something like that.
Now, see, I've had cookies with Reese's in it, but now this is Reese's with cookies in it.
Thank goodness it's the summer, guys. We can't handle this. My goodness.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Well, so seems like we'll have some great upcoming Riot food fights.
Yes, indeed.
It's the Riot.
It's pretty violent. It's pretty gory. It's probably not for kids. But fun? Oh, yeah.
Radio U.
Over the weekend, I got a chance to play Arizona Sunshine.
Zombies.
That's the zombie game that Nikki and I have talked about time and time again when it comes to virtual reality. It's kind of been the one that everybody points to it like, oh, you gotta play Arizona Sunshine. So I finally did over the weekend. And you know what? There might be something to that.
Really? Was it fun?
It was great. I wish that I had had it when I had it in here so you could have tried it.
I would have loved it.
Because we play Robo Recall, which is a ton of fun, and that's you shooting robots. This is you shooting zombies. But the difference is Arizona Sunshine moves slower. Like, Robo Recall is more like an arcade, very fast-moving game. Arizona Sunshine is less shooting, a little more survival horror. You've got to go around and find ammo. And I loved how I would go through sections where you would, like, find an abandoned car, and you've got to get up to the car, reach over, open the trunk, and then sometimes you've got to, like, duck down and look inside the trunk to see if there's ammo, and then you have to reach and grab it, put it on your ammo belt.
So very interactive.
Yeah, lots of that stuff. Going into some abandoned houses, opening drawers, moving things, and, you know, you could argue, like, well, that sounds boring. I think you could say that, but when you're doing it, you're like, sweet, I just opened this drawer. You throw grenades, you actually throw a grenade.
Yeah, when you're in gameplay mode, that's when it is actually neat.
I'm not done with it yet, but what I played of it was a lot of fun, and I thought about you multiple times, Nikki. The other thing that was super cool was you get to this point where you go inside this, I don't know if it's supposed to be abandoned or whatever, but a mine, and while you're in there, it's completely dark, and you've got to find a flashlight. So you take this flashlight, you turn it on, and if you want to see, you have to hold the flashlight in one hand, and you've got your gun in the other, and what if you don't have the flashlight on it, you can't see. So you end up having to do the whole, like, hey, I'm a cop on TV. You got to have your flashlight in one hand, and then you put your other hand on it to steady your gun so you can see where you're shooting. It was a ton of fun.
Oh, I wish you would have brought that in.
I didn't have it then.
Bring in it again.
It only takes about an hour to set up.
To tear down your virtual reality stuff. Bring it on in, and then leave it here, set it up. So if you wouldn't mind.
It's not a whole lot.
Okay, good. Just a couple hours in.
Doesn't seem to be too much to ask.
Thanks for being a team player.
You know, what, you're going to spend 10, 15 minutes playing?
Probably. Not like 30 minutes.
You know, not
30 to an hour.
No big deal.
So please check out Obi Does Obadiah Plays now on Twitch.
Yep.
So you can follow him there. Or if you go to our Radio U Riot YouTube channel, we created the playlist Obadiah Plays, so you can watch his videos there too.
Now, I have not done a stream with Arizona Sunshine yet. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it or not, because unlike Battlezone, which was that game where you could just sit there, this is a game that I don't know if it's technically made for room scale, but
You have to be up, doing it, not just sitting down.
And even the area that I have like kind of laid out for play is not quite, it's not really quite enough.
Which means
it should be in the studio.
Come bring it back in here. We'll do a stream and there you go.
You know what? You're right. I really should just.
Problem solved.
I probably should just bring it back and forth every day.
Yeah, well, I mean, I bring my purse.
That's true.
So why don't you bring your bag?
I got my VR purse bag.
With all your virtual reality stuff in it.
You're right.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So we've had a week without Zach.
Zach was on vacation last week.
I was on vacation last week.
You took a cruise.
I did. You know, it was my first cruise ever.
Yeah? Is it going to be your last cruise?
Probably not.
No, you have to ask that at the end. I want to hear the other details first.
Well, what made it worthwhile?
Lots of things made it worthwhile. It was a first for a lot of things.
Like
first time on a cruise, first time having lots of food and not having to worry about it. Unlimited amount. It was actually pretty cool.
So, meaning like, if you're on a cruise ship, it really is, you can eat anything you want, and that's like built into your price.
It is built into the price.
So it's all buffet. It's all open all the time.
Yeah, and then there's like the fine dining section, and you can get like, you know, two or three appetizers, two or three entrees, two or three desserts, if you want. Not gonna lie, I did that maybe once or twice.
So, what was the best thing you ate?
There were so many good things. They have a rare finds section.
Okay.
So, I tried rabbit for the first time.
Oh, why are you back in here, Zach? What are you doing? Come on.
Rabbit, it wasn't too bad.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
There was also frog's legs.
Aww.
I know. First time, though, wasn't too bad.
Okay. That sounds disgusting,
but
okay.
And a few other things. But, you know, rabbit, very interesting.
So where did you go? Where'd your cruise go?
We went many places. We went to Honduras, Cozumel, Mexico, Catamaran as well, and a few others.
Okay.
From what I can remember.
Like, give me some highlights. What's something great or not great that happened? Like, what was the memorable thing about going on a cruise?
One of the memorable things about this cruise actually wasn't... Well, this one wasn't the cruise itself. It was getting there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know how we have all these, like, airport stories? Well,
yeah.
It happened to our group.
What happened?
Not going to lie. We boarded our plane from Columbus to Atlanta, and we were sitting there on the tarmac just waiting, and the captain comes on and says, hey, yeah, there's a mechanical problem with our plane. We're going to have, you know, we'll get it fixed at some point. Just wait a little while. So in 15 minutes, mechanic comes in, and then they start naming off all these other connecting flights of passengers to get off the plane, which we were one of them. So we all get off the plane and say, we'll find out another way to get to Atlanta.
Oh, because if you just would have kept waiting, they would have never gotten you there? Oh.
But the funny thing is, after about 15 minutes, they said, hey, get back on the plane.
They're bad.
So we got back on the plane and said, don't worry about your connecting flight. We'll hold it. And so we get there about 90 minutes late, and I look on my phone. I'm tracking the other connecting flight, which it had already taken off.
Oh.
And so we get there and say, hey, where's our connecting flight? They're like, yeah, it took off about like 40 minutes ago. They shouldn't have even sent you here. So we had a huge long line of waiting, trying to figure out what to do. We're all calling other airlines, which none of them could fit, like,
we've never been on a cruise, but I assume once the boat leaves,
they don't hold the boat.
They don't hold the boat for you. So
thankfully,
you gotta get there.
thankfully, what we did is we left a day early for
that's good.
Circumstances such as this,
sure.
Just in case. And so, what ended up happening is we ended up having to stay a night in Atlanta to catch our connecting flight to Lauderdale and then heading out.
Okay. Well,
it was a very stressful beginning to the cruise.
Who did you fly with?
I actually flew with Southwest.
Okay.
The first time. That's the first time I've ever flown with Southwest. I don't know if it will be the last time or not.
Got you there.
Yeah, I mean, like, if it was United, you'd still be on the plane right now.
You would have never made it to your boat.
Like, I missed my cruise. Shut up and shut out.
Zach, we were just worried with you coming back from your cruise. Normally, the only other thing we hear is the cruise ship sickness, like Noro and cruise virus.
No,
so
that never happened. The only sickness.
You could still be a carrier and not know that. So
come on.
Just
well, if I start coughing,
there,
just, you know.
It's actually if you throw up. So.
No. Yeah. Well,
something coughing.
I throw up on a very rare occasion.
Okay, all right. No boat sickness? You were fine?
I was okay. The only time I was
not really sickness was when I like got back on land. I was like, wait, we're not moving. This is weird. I'm sitting still and I feel so like swaying. I should be moving, yeah. Or my body was swaying to make up for the lack of it.
Well, just we're glad like, Zach is back.
Just like Kevin Costner's character in Waterworld. He couldn't stay
great
on the
reference.
Land.
Great.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's Zach right now.
Yeah, he's got that bug. He's got the cruise ship bug to where he wants to be on a
yes,
boat all the time.
All the time. Zach's going to be a DJ in the club at on cruise ships now.
No, if not
there
here.
Oh my Lord, the DJ that was on that club or on that boat was horrible.
Aww.
It was the worst DJ in the world.
See, they're looking for you, man. They're looking for you.
Yes. They're looking for better DJs.
Yes.
Replacement DJs.
Well, if you know, like, the bar's so low, like the limbo bar, it's so low, anybody can get on that.
Well, welcome back, Zach.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
Glad you made it.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not a cruise ship, but we're still here. So.
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with me.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, are you familiar with Redonda?
Redonda?
Redonda.
Like redonkulous or just like... I don't know. Is that something old but new?
But I understand where you're coming from.
Uh-huh. The beach?
Redonda is an island that is, let's see, south of Antigua?
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay.
I've been to Antigua.
All right. Well, this is just a little one. It's like a mile across.
Sure.
Not a big island. It is almost completely empty now, devoid of most plant life. The reason being that 300 years ago, some people dropped some goats off on this island.
Oh, and the goats are eating everything?
The goats have eaten the island bare.
So what's next?
Well, I'll tell you what they're doing, Nikki. They're taking those goats, and they're putting them on, like, helicopters and whatever, and taking them off the island.
They're saving them, because if not, they're
trying to restore Redonda.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do to get the goats off the island is give them a little something to eat, and then they're making these special masks out of yoga pants that they cover their face with. It keeps them calm.
Oh, like sleep masks?
Yeah, basically it keeps them calm for the journey, and it's about a...
We don't get that luxury when we go flying.
Yeah.
Like, so, we're stressed.
Right.
No one gives us something.
They fly the goats about 30 miles away to Antigua.
Yeah.
And et cetera, et cetera. You're just getting messages like
someone's
crazy
calling
over
me.
There.
The beach is calling me. It says, please, now that the goats are off, will you please come and spend some time with us?
I only imagine that that's your agent, because does anybody else see something here? We've got a natural population of goats that needs somewhere to go.
They need perhaps someone who could create a new environment for them. What? I could be the goat person.
You have multiple times used the word sanctuary.
Yeah, and I want a beach. I want to live on the beach. So I'll just pick another island and they can come on over.
Right. So Nikki's Antiguan Goat Sanctuary.
It has a ring to it.
All are welcome.
Well, only if you're paying. You do have to pay.
You know what? Here's what I understand.
Well, how else am I supposed to keep the goats? Like, we have to have money.
Well, Nikki, you got to find a way to make those goats economically viable, which I have given you so many ideas over the years. Like, so many ideas for how that could happen. So, this could be it. I think your startup cost is going to be low because they're just looking for somebody to take these goats.
They just need them off the island now.
Just get them off the island!
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no! I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
It's your poop trash coffee, and it's expensive.